Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ano po yung mga requirements na sinabi ninyo, no, para sa mga gustong pumunta ng Pilipinas?
If you're holding Australian passport, mag-tag-list na lang tayo.
Sige po, go
lang. If you have Australian passport, the first thing that you have to do, mag-a-apply ka sa Australian Border Force online. Online ito. Madali lang siya, basta ang reason mo is relocating, emergency, or you know, something that you will have to stay long overseas. Mga 2 to 3 months. Yan ang minimum. You cannot say na magtuturis ka o magwa 1 week or 1 month. You cannot. Because nga, kung alis ka ng November, hindi ka pwedeng bumalik ng December kasi ang border ng Australia close pa. Kaya hindi, walang pumapasok na aeroplano dito. Puro sweeper flight tsaka repatriation flight. That's number one for Australian passport holders or Australian citizens. Now, if you have Australian passport but you are dual citizen, then you can go back to the Philippines. The same criteria, you have to stay longer. Mapapaalam ka sa Australian government because you have Australian passport, and then maibubok natin sila dahil meron silang Philippine passport, tatanggapin sila sa Pilipinas. Kasi makakakuha ka nga ng permit dito from Australia, pero kahit naman ibuka, kahit na may ticket ka, hindi ka naman tatanggapin, hindi ka naman iboboard ng aeroplano kung hindi tama ang papeles mo. Tapos pagdating sa Pilipinas, we're looking at you have pagdating sa Manila, you have you're looking at compulsory swabbing, they call it. Meron tayong sa overseas workers, separate yan, tsaka dun sa mga balikbayan, separate yan. Yung sa mga overseas workers almost free, pero yung sa mga nagtatrabaho, yung mga natural lang dito, mga Australian, they will have to pay around 4,900 pesos. And they will have to quarantine one night na lang. Kasi mabilis na yung resort. They will quarantine one night at nearest hotel o yung hotel na ng Department of Health. Ano nila yung
accredited
recommendation. Accredited nila yun. Okay. Kaya isa-isa yon. Kaya makakuha ka ng yun namang mga, ang nakakaawa naman minsan is yung mga may relationship sa Pilipinas.
LDR. naka long distance relationship po.
Talagang matanda na talaga ako.
Okay lang po.
I don't know that. Okay.
LDR.
Yung mga ganun, nakakaawa naman sila, lalo na yung mga kaibigan natin, yung mga Australiano na may pamilya doon but they are not married. And then, ang kanilang anak is, malaki na, sabi mo, over 60 na, hindi na minor, they cannot still go because in-scrap yung 30-day free visa. Dati tayo, mga Australiana nakakapunta doon, they are giving free 30-day visa, no?
Mm-mm.
Or, if they want longer, they can apply for a 59-day visa. Mm-mm. Now, whether they scrap that, so you cannot go to the Philippines if you do not apply for a visa sa Australia, sa Philippine Embassy.
Okay.
Kung halimbawa, ikaw meron kang asawa sa Pilipinas at kasal kayo sa Pilipinas o dito, tapos meron kang anak na minor, then you can apply for a visa. Then, papalpaanin natin yung mga documentation, sasubmit natin yung passport sa Australian Embassy, and they'll give you a visa, and then you can go. Kaya kailangan yung mga talagang yung documentation na yung birth certificate, right, ng bata, tsaka yung marriage certificate should come from PSO. Hindi pa pwede lang yung mga kopya-kopya.
Ang daming requirements.
It is. That's why nga minsan tatlo, dalawang pasahero. I mean, it takes us 2 to 3 weeks to process. Kaya lang, I mean, this is what we are here for. You know, para kasi otherwise, marami masasabi nga, makakabili sila online,
right,
ng booking.
Mm-mm.
pagdating sa airport, they cannot be boarded kasi may mga advisory.
Mm-mm.
Yun ang nakakaawa. I mean, kasi I know it makes a lot of difference na alam mo yung advisory sa hindi nakakaalam, but then sometimes yung iba hindi na sila tumatawag, hindi sila nag-check. But
yeah,
anywhere they go, they have to check the country where they going to, whether they going to America, United Kingdom, or sa Asia, because may mga advisory sila talaga lahat.
Ako, maganda po na nakapag-usap tayo. And finally po, ha, Tita Gigi, ano po yung maipapayo ninyo, no, para sa mga gusto sanang umuwi, yung mga travelers lang, siguro yung mga gusto nang bumalik dito. Would you recommend?
Yung mga travelers natin na gusto nang bumalik dito sa Australia, ang talagang first na ginawa natin yan 5 months, 6 months ago, is we advise them because they have to be registered sa Department of Foreign Affairs sa Pilipinas, sa Australian Embassy. They have to be registered. Now, once they have registration there, the Department of Foreign Affairs sa Pilipinas, they endorse this list to Philippine Airlines. And Philippine Airlines will call them. But because of the capping, kaya paunti-unti lang ang nakakaalis. Talagang kaunting-kaunti lang, minsan 60, 50. But then we have thousands of yung mga kababayan natin na Australiano din na nandun sa Pilipinas. Hindi sila makaka-uwi. Kasi nga, inuuna talaga yung mga talagang destitute, yung mga talagang first come first serve, kasi kung sino yung mga una nagpalista, alam mo naman, sa Pilipinas. Then I think ang maano ko niyan is that we just have to, I suppose, accept it, be patient, and then we'll just wait for the, siguro by December, magkaroon ng more flights. Kamukha niyan, we have more flights na sa Philippine Airlines twice a month na sa December, meron sa 7 ng December and meron sa 20 ng December from Australia, but from the Philippines still capping. Hindi natin sila pwede diyan, kasi halimbawa if you're holding a ticket or you bought a ticket, you cannot just go and say, okay, I want to change this to this date. You cannot. Opo. You cannot. We have to wait till there is a commercial flight, which is, I suppose, mga middle na ng January yan.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.